Hello, this is Bible Verse, and today we are going to be doing Overcoming Worry with Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learnt or received or heard from me, or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Now that we have read through all of verse 4 to 9, we are now going to annotate each individual verse to tell us what each part of it means. So verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always, I will say it again, rejoice. This is telling us to be continually happy, but this happiness you can only find in the Lord, which is basically telling us that by being with Christ, by being with God, we can truly be happy. Verse 5, let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near. This is basically saying that God is omnipresent. He can see every action, thought, and word that you say and put out into the world. So don't be foolish with your actions and be known that he can see what you're doing. Verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God. This is basically just telling us do not be anxiously solicitous, let what will happen happen. We can't play God. God has his own ways and his own plans set out for us. He has everything lined up in the coils of the universe telling us what is going to happen. The future will just lead us to it and he will help us. Verse 7, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That harmonizing all of passions and appetites which is produced by the Holy Spirit. Basically saying that being with Christ, being with the Lord, your hearts and your minds will be guided through into the heavens. You will be transcended into this holiness and everything will just fit in the right balance. Verse 8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. It's basically telling us once more that we need to be positive. We need to be thinking of the things that God has done for us. We have to be grateful for everything that he has helped us through and everything that he has treasured us with. For instance, creating this earth, and that saying that everything that he has done for us we need to follow through with. Verse 9, finally, whatever you have learnt or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Following up with what I've just said, put into practice what he has written down into the book from the disciples. Everything that he has done for us, we need to pay back with him. We need to show mercy and to show that we love him by praising for him, by following the religion, by following him, into the kingdom of heavens. By just repeating history, by showing that we care. Another thing I'd like to add is something that a priest commented on this chapter, which is, let believers be of one mind, and ready to help each other. Let us seek to give assurance that our names are written in the book of life. The day of judgment will soon arrive, with full redemption to believers and destruction to ungodly men. This is straight up telling us that if you don't believe, you won't succeed. How powerful is that? That is at another level of amazing. It just tells you how much power God is willing to give to support those who believe in Him and trust in Him, to bring them into the heavens with Him after they've gone and been resurrected or redeemed. It's unbelievable how much He loves us. That is our episode over now. So if you want to continue listening to our episodes where we talk about different Bible verses, then please follow us and stay tuned for another episode. Bye.